Hello, it's Monday, May the 30th, and we find ourselves this morning in 1 Peter chapter 4, and we'll pick up the first six verses. The first verse reminds us of suffering. Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking. And that's a very interesting thing. That Peter says that the way that we are to cope with suffering is to think the same way that Jesus thought. And so, what is that exactly? And as you look at these six verses, there are three particular principles that Peter seems to be suggesting. First of all, in verse 3, we are no longer what we once were. We are now Christians. We are indwelt by the Spirit. We have a new heart. We are a new creation in Christ Jesus. And we are to remind ourselves that when we're tempted to sin, we have no business listening to what it's saying to us because we are different now. We are God's children now. The second thing, by way of a principle that Peter enacts here is in verse 4, we are strangers to this present life. With respect to this, they are surprised when you do not join them in the same flood of debauchery and they malign you. We are strangers to this world. Think of how Peter begins the epistle in the very first verse of chapter 1 when he refers to his readers as exiles. And we are to remind ourselves of that every day, that we are strangers to this present life. And thirdly, we must live in such a way, knowing that one day we must give an account of ourselves. And that you find in verses 5 and 6. There is a day of reckoning. And so Peter is calling upon his readers to engage in holiness and sanctification in the midst of the upcoming suffering that he's been warning his readers about and that will eventually, in 3, maybe 4 years from the time of writing, see Peter himself being martyred in the city of Rome. Well, that's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow for one more devotional, but for now, have a wonderful day.